Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up this hour, Chris, we got to spend some time on this. I don't know if you saw the Atlanta Braves television reporter last night.
No, I was at a concert last night.
Yeah, you were at a concert. Surprise, surprise.
Kind of my thing.
There was an Atlanta Braves television reporter last night interviewing two women in Toronto that were, I guess, part of the crowd. And for some reason, he was interviewing them, besides the fact that they were attractive. The other thing he did, at the behest or at the request of his partners who were in the broadcast booth, might surprise you, and it's making a lot of people upset. We're going to discuss a little bit later on. Don't let me forget. And we got to get to something you told me right before the show. Okay? So, back to this Mel Kiper, Field Yates thing. They've got the Giants at number three, not taking Shedeur Sanders, correct, taking Abdul Carter because Travis Hunter went number two. The more and more this shakes out, again, one of those two guys is going to be there for the Giants. I just don't see them taking Shedeur at three. Now, they could take Shedeur by moving back. That is a possibility. The rest of the NFC East kind of looks like this. We just told you where Shedeur would go, number nine, to New Orleans in this mock, if you will. The Bears get the top tight end in the game, Tyler Warren. We're going to have Jay Paterno, Joe's son, who we had on during the college football playoff. He's a college football analyst to talk about Tyler Warren and Abdul Carter and everything going on in college football. And Nico, I'm a Vilea, whatever, later on this week. We're also going to have Byron Saxton from WWE live in Vegas at WrestleMania on Friday. And he's a Burke, Virginia native. We're going to have Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports on Thursday as well. The Dallas Cowboys at number 12, according to Mel and Field Yates, take Matthew Golden, wide receiver from Texas. Very, 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 very fast. Lightning fast. And you can see how, obviously, paired up with CeeDee Lamb. Boy, would that make for a potential nightmare if the Cowboys can run the ball. If the Cowboys can actually protect Dak Prescott, if Dak Prescott can actually stay on the field, and if they can stop the run. All right, that's a lot of ifs. By the way, the Dolphins are projected to take Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, who some have predicted to slip all the way to the Commanders. I don't think he gets that far down, but
we had two Michigan corners that we did that, right? Because Sanders still...
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, but this is only...
As an Ohio State fan, that sounds disgusting to me. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, you guys got your revenge and you won the national championship. So, not revenge, because Michigan actually beat you, but you got your
Well, Michigan also cheated and wasn't really punished for that. But, yeah, I mean,
sure. That is true. Wait, Michigan cheated?
Yeah. Do you realize that Harbaugh did not continue coaching there for another year? Do you have any idea why that might have been?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no. I don't know if you had an idea that he's actually in the NFL now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about that guy, Connor Stallions, that was stealing signs? What about that coach that was downloading naked pictures of college students all over?
Oh, man, that was...
Yeah. Little shady. Up in Ann Arbor. Little bit shady. Anyway, moving along, just so we don't lose track, the rest of the NFC East, of course, the Commanders at 29 and the Eagles at 32, is just that, right? Again, when we talk about the NFC East, the two teams that were at the top and that played for the right to go to the Super Bowl, of course, are going to be at the bottom of the first round, right? So the Commanders at 29. Everyone, a lot of people think they are going to try and trade and are going to get a trade. Now, there's no guarantee that you can actually work out a trade, but I can pretty much guarantee you that they are going to try and trade. Whether they get it done or not, whole different ball of wax. So in this particular case, they have the Browns trading up from 33, top pick of the first round, getting 29 and 128 from the Commanders. 128 is the fourth round pick that they got from Houston as part of the Laremy Tunsil deal. So the Commanders give up first and a fourth round pick, and in return, the Commanders get a number 33, which is again the top pick in the second round, and number 67, which is early in the third round. So they get the top pick in the second, an early pick in the third, and I think that's number second overall in the third round, I believe. I would have to double-check that.
We don't have a third-round pick right now.
Right, we don't. Yeah. We don't. So they would be, once again, getting a third-round pick, but trading a first and a fourth for the top pick in the second and a early pick in the third. Again, you can see like two...
Like, what, four picks back or something?
Yeah. Basically. Well, but here's the problem with this proposed trade, right? You can see where that would make sense from a, hey, if I drop down four spots, if there's lots of guys that I like, reasonable score that we've evaluated, we think we can get one of them three spots later, four spots later, whatever. Okay, that makes sense. But by moving back in this particular scenario, again, this is just a cooked up scenario between Kiper and Field Yates, they're not gaining any extra picks. Therefore, not only are they not gaining any extra picks to take extra players, they're not gaining any extra movability around the draft board, say at 61 or at 67 early in the third round or anywhere else. Because, again, they're not acquiring extra picks. So it would almost, in my opinion, require another trade down, like at specifically 61. So I don't know if a two-for-two trade, even though there is a benefit to the Commanders doing it, i.e. they get an early third-round pick, which right now they don't have, by moving four spots out of the first round, you're not getting also what you need, and that's volume. Again, I understand why you would do it, but you're not getting volume.
The way Peters trades picks, it seems like he always wants more picks right out of any deal, and I don't see an even number. It just doesn't seem worth his time.
Because it's – and here's what people make the mistake of. They think, well, more picks automatically means you're going to draft those amount of players. No. For guys like Adam Peters, smart guys, it's – the ability to move around the board, and even in the fourth or the fifth round, if there's a player that you see that you've got a second-round grade on somehow or a third-round grade on, and it's there in the late fourth round, he might be willing to surrender an extra sixth-round pick or seventh-round pick to move up two spots to get a player that he has a much higher grade on. That's why you need the picks. Not as much the pure body count, but you need body count, yes, and you need the maneuverability. That's why this trade, two for two, makes some sense, but doesn't make all the sense in the world, at least to me. Now, that being said, they have them trading back. Okay, so the Browns, with that pick, take Jackson Dart. All right, fine. After that, Trey Amos, a corner from Ole Miss, goes to the Bills. Josh Connerly, an offensive tackle from Oregon, goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. That makes sense. And the Eagles take Jahad Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama. I think if Jahad Campbell is there at 29, I think the Commanders would have to think hard and long about that. I mean, he is an all-around toolbox player. An all-around toolbox player. At number 33, though, where the Commanders pick in this Mel Kiper Field Yates mock, pick by pick, Donovan Azaraku, the edge from Boston College. Now, listen, according to Ben Standing, I believe he was the first one to have it. I'm sorry if somebody else had it, but I first one I saw. Azaraku is making a top 30 visit. I'm not sure exactly when that is to the Commanders. Clearly, that would indicate that they have some level of interest, if not a big level of interest. He had 16 and a half sacks last year, 65 pressures that led the country. That makes all the sense in the world. If you can get Donovan Azaraku from Boston College with the top pick of the second round, you're winning. That's winning on the field. Bruce. Sorry.
I was going to try to do the impersonation. Winning on the field? I just can't do it very well. But
that's winning off the field. But anyway, my point being is, if they traded back, and even if they didn't get extra picks, and somehow, some way, they landed Donovan Azaraku, I think most people would be fine with that. Most people would say, in Adam Peters we trust, we're good, nothing to see here. Maybe they move back later in the draft and get an extra pick. Maybe they don't. We're fine. We're good. Nothing to see here. And I understand that. I understand that thought. And they're in a good position to allow that thought. Right? They are. Because you can say, well, yeah, maybe we didn't get the draft pick volume that we were looking for. Maybe we don't have the flexibility that we were looking for. But we were able to acquire Laremy Tunsil. We were able to acquire Deebo Samuel. We were able to acquire Marshawn Lattimore. We had a pretty productive free agent class. Yes, we lost a bunch of guys. That's going to happen to every good team. Hell, to some bad teams. This is all part of the process. And Azaraku, I like a lot. I haven't watched enough on him yet. But I will say this, like, if they're in a position at 29 or even at 33 or wherever they wind up to take Azaraku, Shamar Stewart, even though some people think Shamar Stewart stinks because he's got no production in terms of statistics, or, I don't think Mike Green will be there, or James Pierce, maybe, but probably not, they are getting a good prospect. Now, whether it works out or not, I have no idea. But they are getting a good prospect. Just real quickly, fast forwarding, if the Commanders stay at 61, and that's an if, not a when, these guys have them taking Jacob Parrish, a cornerback from Kansas State, known as a tough, feisty, and very fast corner, to complement with Sandra Still, Lattimore, so on and so forth. Jacob Parrish, again, from Kansas State, is 5'10", 198. I've got to look up his his other measurables. But one interception, seven passes, defense, 40 solo tackles last year for K-State. Again, 5'10", nearly 200 pounds. Played 3 years at K-State. You know, pretty active player. Had four interceptions a year ago. So certainly you can kind of see the mold, if you will. All right, so then you have that. And then finally, in the third round, again, right now the Commanders, right now, don't have a third-round pick. But because in this mock they made a projected trade with Cleveland, they get, again, it's the first pick of the third round. I said the second pick. I think it's the first pick of the third round. And Field Yates has them taking Caleb Johnson, a running back from Iowa. And he said, you know, Johnson, a good blend of size, power, 1,537 rushing yards, ranked 7th in FBS last season. I'd be less than honest with you if I told you I watched a ton of Iowa football last year. But you know, at Iowa, they are tough and physical. I need somebody with some speed and pop. I don't need as much size and power as I need speed and pop. I need speed and power. They don't have enough healthy speed because Austin Ekeler missed 5 games and he's not a guy that you can regularly give the ball to. Jeremy McNichols doesn't have that same speed. Brian Robinson doesn't have that same speed. Chris Rodriguez doesn't have that same speed. I need something that I don't have. So to me, I'm hoping that if and when they take a running back, it is a speed and power kind of guy as opposed to a size and power kind of guy, if that makes sense. All right, more on that coming up. Let's grab a quick call here and get to Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou? How are you?
Hey, Chris there.
Hello, Lou.
What's going on? What's happening, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
So you telling me the Tennessee guy will be gone by we get to 29? I really like that dude.
Oh, James
man.
Pierce? Like could,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he will, but I mean, of course, I can't say for sure. Trying to find where he went in this particular draft. Shamar Stewart, who I also mentioned, went number 23 to Green Bay. Amarian Hampton went number 20 to Denver. I'm trying to find Mike Green went 15 to Atlanta. I'm trying to find him on my list here, but coming up empty right now. So maybe he could be there, but I just based on the talent and what I've seen on tape so far, and again, I'm not a scout. I can only go on cut-ups. It's a lot of positive plays, but I think you can get a feel. To me, Pierce, who's got some questions, I saw him against good caliber competition, obviously, in the SEC against Bama, South Carolina, Iowa, that's a Big Ten school, Auburn. I saw him left side, right side. I saw him with a forced fumble. I saw him stop the run. I saw him quick twitch off the edge. Again, right. I saw him split double teams. Now, again, this is some of his best plays. Got it. But, like, they're looking at the same thing that I'm looking at, right? The only question is what are his negatives? And besides the off-the-field concerns that a guy like that has, is there enough negatives that bring him down even further? And if there is, then, yeah, there's a chance he could be there at 29.
Yeah, I think he kind of reminds me of Michael Parsons. Like you say, he go left, right.
Yeah,
could put him on any side, and he could, you know, make
go,
space for
go
you.
Go check out the highlight that he had of dropping out into the left flat. I think it was the left flat. Maybe it was the right flat. I can't remember what it was. I think it was the right flat a year and a half ago, and he rips off it. He peels off his coverage and gets a pick six. You know, that's something that's also missing from this team, right? Big explosive plays like that you need when you're rocking, when you're reeling, when you can't get off the field on third down, when you can't get a big sack. If he could do a little bit of that, and if he's cleaner than some of his reputation stuff, and I think it's not bad stuff, I just think it's inconsistent motor type stuff from what I know, then maybe you can get more out of him.
That's what I think. I think if he's there at 29, I'm sure, you know, they're probably one of the guys they're probably looking for. But, yeah, that's one guy. And to me, a running back, you know, I know, you know, you want to have one of those guys. But I know Brian Robertson, he's been up and down. But I think you could plug in, one of those undraft players, maybe bring him in and, you know, try to make it a competition instead of wasting a first-round pick and try to get a running back. I just don't want to pick a running back knowing that we need a game-changer on that defensive side, and that edge rush is the most important thing. And if they could find a way to get him or T.J. Watt or something, man, because we cannot compete with the Eagles and the rest of the league if you don't got one of those guys, and that could change the game for you. So That's what I think. And
I got
hope, hopefully they yeah, that's what I think. And other than that, let's go Caps, man. Get
right.
their get act together tonight, man. We need to get this thing playoff start next week.
I just don't know how I don't know how seriously they're going to take tonight, because it means nothing, quite honestly. It does mean trying to get your game back on track, but it no longer means anything. So,
well, they need to rest the guys or something. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they're gonna give those guys a little bit of a respite, you know, it's going to be hard to win a game. Now, the Islanders aren't great, of course, either. They're not going to make the playoffs, so they're not as desperate as maybe they were a week and a half ago. So we'll see. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Got to run. Just a quick thing on James Pierce, 6'5", 245. He did look a little bit thin, maybe more than a little bit thin. Wiry. I don't love that against the run, but at least in the stuff that I watched, he certainly seemed like he was active against the run. And he lines up at a four-point stance a lot, like that both hands down bull rush style. I kind of like that. You know, it's kind of like the running of the bulls. Bull rush. I kind of like that. All right, more on the NFL draft and what a reporter did last night in Toronto that is pissing a lot of people off. We'll discuss next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, good to have you with us midway through hour number three, leading up till 4 o'clock. Craig, at that point, he'll have lots on the WNBA draft. He was there at Capital One Arena yesterday. Listen, I'm not going to fake and tell you I know much about what the players that they drafted at 3, 4, and 6. I'm going to read to you what some of the experts are saying. And that the Mystics got, according to Steve Jones Jr., I don't know who that is, the Mystics being able to walk away with Cintron and Kiki in the same draft is good work. Kareem Copeland, who covers for the Washington Post, evaluators rave about Cintron's versatility. She plays D, does a little bit of everything, super efficient, averaged 14.1 points, 5.4 rebounds, 2.7 assists last season while shooting 48.4% from the field, 37.2 from beyond the arc. Bernard Oliver, whoever that is, Sonia Cintron, to my Washington Mystics, a guard who can shoot, a defender who can get her own shot. I like it. Kiki Arifin from USC. Apparently, you know, again, I'd be lying to you if I told you I watched a lot of USC. Casual, wasn't really paying attention. It's on in the background as I'm doing work. But apparently she is beloved by people at the USC program, and people are very excited. I will say this. Look, anytime you get three picks in the top six of a draft and you've already traded one of your veteran guards for next year for an extra first rounder, which should give them, if I'm counting right, five first round picks, at least right now in 2 years with a new GM, with a new coach, plus the players they also got in the second and third round, two more. You know, you're doing essentially, right? What does this sound like? You're doing essentially what the Wizards did. Volume. I mean, clearly they would have taken Paige Bueckers if they had the number one overall pick. But they had 3, 4, and 6. Maybe you don't get that generational superstar that so many people want and think you need, and is the only way you can win. The only way. Not the best way, the only way. But what Michael Wenger, who is the president of Monumental Basketball, and again, Will Dawkins is not involved, as far as I know, in the Mystics, but Michael Wenger is, and they have a new GM, and they have a new head coach. What their philosophy clearly is, don't put all your balls in the basket, if you will, for one player, for one thing, where anything can go wrong. Injury, player might not want to play for you. Now, that's more of an NBA thing than a WNBA thing, but you get the point. There's no Caitlin Clark. Got it. Volume, depth. You're trying to build a team. You're trying to build a roster. What good is it to have one AKA generational superstar if you have nothing around her or him? So while I'll tell you that I don't know enough, and I'm just being honest with you, about the type of players that these women are, what I like is volume. What I like is building a team. What I like is not just saying, well, we got to get it. We got to get a one of a kind. No, you don't. You got to get a team. You have to have depth. You have to have people to overcome injuries. You remember when they had Elena Deladon and things were great? And then they weren't. And she just recently retired. And she's been out for a while. When you put all your eggs in a basket, when you do that, and you bank your fortunes on one dominant, great, transcendent player, you often get a mess. Sometimes it works out, but you often get a mess. They also took Georgia Amori with the sixth pick. I spent maybe a minute of my life last night on Instagram. A minute that I will never, ever, ever get back. And it sucks. Apparently, she collaborated on her fit with Russell Westbrook. And I watched a video because I was curious. Russell Westbrook did this like tweet or Instagram post about her and him and this and that and whatever. And I was like, what's going on here? I have no idea about this relationship. Are they dating? Are they friends? I have no idea. Brother, sister, no clue.
Pretty sure and Russell Westbrook's married, isn't he?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good to me. I don't know. But I didn't know the relationship between them. Well, it turns out that she wears Russell, and she wore an outfit that Russell Westbrook and his apparel or his clothing design company designed for her specifically last night, that she had some influence in, he had certainly influence in, and like there was this big hubbub between the two. And I immediately went, ugh. I could care less. Nobody cares. Nobody should care. Nobody with actual, like, real life responsibilities should care about somebody's fit. It's basketball.
It's not a whole fashion thing in the NBA, though.
Of course it is, which pisses me off to no end.
I mean, ever since the Air Jordan shoes and the starter jackets,
I can't take it. I'll admit I'm an old man. I cannot take it. I don't care about fit. I don't care about outfits. I mean, part of me thinks like the WNBA.
Like
wants
the
these women
sweater.
Wants these women to dress up snazzy and maybe other things to get more casual mainstream attention, especially when there's no Caitlin Clark. But, you know, I don't have anything to prove that. I'm just talking about specifically what I saw on video last night on Instagram. And I was like, ugh, that's a minute I'm never going to get back because I don't care. I don't care what she wears. No interest. Can you play basketball? Are you a good person? That's all I care about. That's all I care about. Thank you. Thank you very much. Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Capitals are on Long Island tonight to take on the New York Islanders, and it's yours right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. 7:30, the puck drop. Game time has moved a couple of times in and around because of no chase for Alex Ovechkin for either 900 or certainly not any longer for a number 895. He does have 896. The Capitals were swept over the weekend by the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they haven't played well for the last couple of weeks. They did lose on Long Island a week and a half ago in the game that Ovi broke Gretzky's record, but they'll do so again tonight. They have 50 wins on the year, no longer eligible to win the President's Trophy. So they will have to settle for the number one seed in the East, which they have already clinched. But you can listen to the game right here with John Walton and crew on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on the fam, it is the Nationals. It is the Pirates in game two of their four-game series at PNC Park. Pirates hammering the Nationals in pull-away style. Last night, Washington has now lost three in a row. Two in Miami, one last night to Paul Skeens and the Pirates. They are 6-10 on the year. Again, first pitch 6:40 in that one on 106.7 The Fan. And the Dolphins, as we've discussed, trying to trade star cornerback Jalen Ramsey, according to their general manager, Chris Greer. And that's what's trending.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, coming up, dumb of the day. Chris turned around some audio that I sent him that we've already teased. We will get to that before the end of the show. By the way, Tyron Smith, who I think we talked about yesterday, maybe it was Friday, I can't remember, spent last year with the Jets. Just retired officially as a member of the Cowboys, or I'm sorry, will officially retire tomorrow as a member of the Cowboys. Spent last year with the Jets, was the number 9 overall pick in 2011. So that's in the same offseason, Zach Martin and Tyron Smith, but Smith was already gone from the Cowboys, whereas Martin was still with the Cowboys. But, you know, still a... I mean, you would say a Hall of Fame career. I mean, played 171 games, Pro Bowl, I think, 8 times. And they, I mean, Martin almost surely is. I would think Tyron Smith is. And being that they're both retiring at the same time, they probably go into Canton together in 2030, which will make a mess because all the Cowboy fans will be there. You know, all the bandwagon jumpers. Those people. Those people. Anyway, so you have that. And by the way, I forgot to mention this. Travis Hunter, who we talked a lot about throughout the show, said to CBS Sports that he is going to play both corner and wide receiver. And he said, quote, "It's never playing football again." Meaning if he doesn't get to do it, quote, "because I've been doing it my whole life and I love being on the football field. I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball. So I really enjoy doing it." If an NFL team told him to focus on one or the other and not play both, he said, quote, "It's never playing football again," end quote.
I kind of love this.
Just to kind of mess with him a little, I would love to see what he actually did.
I mean, you know? I'm really excited to see him play. I don't really care where he goes, as long as it's not the Cowboys or something, but I want to see what this kid can do in the NFL. I'm really excited for
him. It's going to be, looks like the Browns or the Giants, right? Now,
sure.
I'll be honest with you.
There could be trades, though. Like, we don't know until draft day.
No,
like,
you're
that's
right.
What I'm saying.
You're right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I would rather him be in Cleveland than in New York with the Giants.
He goes to the Giants, there's a chance that they'll trade him in division like they do with Stars.
Well, yes, so. That. And also, if Cleveland takes Travis Hunter, it's almost surely that Abdul Carter then would be with the Giants, right? Again, they could trade out. But one or the other is most likely coming to the Giants. So you're going to have to deal with that. But, I mean, you know, that's the way the NFL works, right?
But
I mean, nobody wants to deal with Jaden Daniels, presumably for the next 8 to 10 years, maybe longer, twice a year in the division or just in general, right?
Well,
that's the way the league works.
If I was at a market, I'd still enjoy watching Jaden Daniels, you know, like unless he's like on your rival team or whatever.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm saying
Hunter can be one of those players too.
But I'm saying teams don't want to and like if you're a Commanders fan, right? Of course you would enjoy watching Travis Hunter play. You want to see Travis Hunter dance all over a Jaden Daniels pass?
No.
Or dance all over the end zone at Northwest State?
No,
of course
not. But like I said, you can still take a step back sometimes and just enjoy talent from other teams. Again, just it's harder when they're on your rivals.
713 snaps on offense, 748 on defense last year for the Colorado Buffaloes. Again, they're going to retire his number along with Shador. The more I've thought about this, not only is it kind of ridiculous, but it's really ridiculous. But I think it's a Deion Sanders thing. Deion's like, "Hey, man, I committed to you, contract extension. I turned a moribund program around. I got you 9 wins. I got you talent that you would never have gotten here. Now you've given me a contract extension. Maybe I took a little discount, but you're going to do what I want you to do. And you are going to forever honor my son and the best player I somehow ever got in Travis Hunter. And you're going to do it the way I tell you to do it now. And screw everyone else. You are going to do it." I think Deion probably pulled the strings hard.
Yeah, I mean, he got his own kid's number retired. Yeah. Like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course he had something to do with that.
Yeah. I mean, I would just be surprised, you know, but I'm...
Even LeBron hasn't gotten Bronny's number retired yet.
Well, that's coming. Something to do with it, yes. A lot to do with it, most to do with it. Who knows? We will see. All right, so there's that. Let's get one final call in here, and then we'll break for Dumb Dumb of the Day and wrap things up actually on time. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on, Lap?
My call, man.
Yep.
Yeah. The draft, I'm just going to wait and see. I agree with Ludo. We do need an edge rusher, so we'll see what happens. Good take with the Mystics, you know, getting as many possible quality players as possible. But, you know, sometimes we be wanting that generational talent. And I know you feel some kind of way with that. But it's just that if we going to win now or not win, you know what I'm saying, we still need something that, you know, we can watch and see, you know what I'm saying, that would be impressive enough for us to even come to the games. And it just seems like when we are in the mix to get a generational talent, we get robbed in the draft every time. So I just think it's something up with that, man. Wemby should have been here, man.
Right.
I don't care what nobody says. Wemby should have been here.
Well, here's the problem of the point that I'm making. Of course you would want Victor Wembanyama. But they had nothing around him in his rookie year in San Antonio. Then they went out and made an aggressive trade because they were in contention, and then he goes out for the final 35 games. We never know whether Wembanyama is going to be right again or not. Have no idea.
So
his career could be, you know, essentially in trouble already. And when you, again, put so much focus on the generational changing superstar, this is often what happens. It either goes bad, or it goes injured, or it goes somewhere in between. It rarely might be a stretch. A lot of times, it does not go the way you plan it to go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but we got to build some kind of way, either getting quality players here, you know, some type of superstar here, you know, changing the culture, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you see is evident of that with the Commanders. So I'm hoping that with the Wizards, they can do the same thing, man. But something's got to give. Like, next year, we got to be looking differently for at least making a playoff and a play-in or something, right?
Understood.
You just can't keep
they do not have the generational superstar yet, but what they are building is a good young core. And they're probably still
definitely
2 years away, but there's a chance if they stay healthy, and Coulibaly has not been able to stay healthy. If they stay healthy, and if they can add
Rui, he's turning to Rui right now.
Right. And if they can add one of these two top guys, you know, Bailey or Harper, or obviously Cooper Kupp, Cooper Flagg, you know, if they can add one of these three guys, then there's a chance they can make the playoffs next year. So we will see. Lappy, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, bro.
All right, good to hear from you. All right, there's that. We'll get into some more NFL draft and observations that I've got. Mike Green, James Pierce, Shamar Stewart. I'm going to do Azaraku right after the show. I'm going to do a bunch of other guys. I've got a bunch of things going on in my life, so I got to balance everything. I'm not a scout. Don't try and be. I just try and tell you what I see. We'll do that tomorrow. Again, later on in the week, Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports will join us Thursday. Byron Saxton, WWE from Las Vegas at WrestleMania, will join us Friday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day, next. All right. Yeah, you know what time it is. Time to wrap up the show, but we're going to do it in audio version. You know what time it is. Fire that music. Yeah, thank you very much, Chris. Last night in Toronto, Braves television broadcast. Reporter up in some part of the Sky Dome for some unbeknownst reason, talking to two women for no reason at all. As you'll hear, they weren't even Braves fans. Here's what transpired on live television.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Lawrence. Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof. I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan
for
now?
For the best.
Not quite.
Not quite. All right. I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley.
It gets worse from here.
Four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
He did actually get the number. She typed it into his phone. We only saw the one.
Do we know it's the real number? I mean, that's the
thing. We don't know that, but she typed it into his phone. One of the women, of the two that you heard, he's like, she's like, I'm going to hope. Are you a Braves fan? Well, I'm going to hope for the best. Are you a Braves fan? Not really. Why are you? Why are you sending a reporter in Toronto to talk to two women who are completely insignificant, who, and I don't know if it was a sponsor thing with whatever lounge they were in. I guess that would be the reason. I don't know. That wasn't made clear in that audio and video and anything that I saw. But they send some nerdy television reporter up and they're like, ha, 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 they want me to get your number. And the analyst who's in the booth behind home plate's like, yeah, we need more Braves fans. No, you don't. You're telling them to get the number because she's hot and he's young and he's somewhat handsome. And it would be really nerdy if he asks for the number, I guess, on his own while he's working. So you're like, ask her for the number on TV. And he gets the number.
I got a feeling that wasn't a real number. I feel these women have backup numbers already ready to give these guys like this. I have a feeling that was not.
Possibly, Chris. Possibly. But the bottom line of it all is a lot of women reporters, a lot of women are very, very irate about this, very offended because a male reporter took advantage of a situation. And if it was a female reporter that did the exact opposite to two dudes, they would be labeled all sorts of unsavory things. So that is how you become the dum-dum of the day. The whole Braves broadcast. There, you have that. Chris, you went to a concert last night real quickly before we have to exit stage left?
Yeah, well, I go to a lot of concerts. But
I know
I
you
think
do.
You were excited. This is what I was talking about before when I came in. I said I just bought tickets to a upcoming
concert.
That's
what it was. That's what it was. Yes. You bought tickets to a concert of a group that is called?
They're called Acid Bath.
And you said this to me like Acid Bath is a household name. I've never heard of Acid Bath.
It's a big deal to fans. They haven't played in like 25 years or something. They broke up tragically in like late 90s, like 97 or something. One of the members of the band and his mother and dad were in a terrible car accident. Ooh. They were hit head on or something by a drunk driver and they all died.
Oh.
And the band broke up basically because of it. And they haven't really played since then. And so for a lot of people, including myself, nobody has seen this band, but they're one of those bands that's like really influential to a lot of other bands that came after them. So it's, you know, I'm really excited. They're coming to Baltimore and I got tickets this morning. And
there you go.
It's going to sell out. If it isn't already, it might already be. So I'm just very pumped that I'm going to go get to see him.
All right, Chris is coming for you, Acid Bath. Good luck with that. Thanks to you guys for being a part of the show. Thanks to Chris on the other side of the glass. Craig is up next. See you back here tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.